Welcome to our podcast,
Band BFFs,
the podcast where we make your music selection less complicated.
On today's episode, we're going to be discussing Six Note Santa, arranged by Joseph Campello. Cheers to starting the conversation.
This adorable little piece would be wonderful for a beginner band, winter concert, or a sub non-varsity. It is just over a minute long, about a minute and a half in length. It's in the key of concert E-flat, 4/4 time. It has no split parts anywhere. Lots of block unison,
yep,
rhythm, and melodies.
Lots of good percussion, too.
But not... Yep. Over, not too much. There's mallet and timpani, snare, bass, crash cymbal.
Yep.
You can double what you need to double, leave any, the timpani part is really minimal.
Right.
But plenty of percussion to keep your percussion section entertained.
Laura and I were just talking about how, you know, it's getting to that time of year for us where we're thinking ahead about what we're going to play for our winter concerts. And of course, that would include beginner band for at least our two programs. So this is a wonderful piece that I personally played with my beginner band last year for the first time, and my kids enjoyed it a lot, and we were very successful quickly because, again, it just uses those first six notes of the B-flat scale, so the kids all felt really excited to do that, and it wasn't something super hard to put together. And, of course, it's got jolly old St. Nicholas in there, and so all the parents love it, too, because that just makes it more fun.
I think the range of this for all instruments, like I said, Katie said six notes, is very, very reasonable, with the possible exception of horn.
Horn
does go up to third space C, so you just need to, you know, consider, you may need to modify that if your horns are not ready for that.
So, and speaking from experience, all of my horns were ready to play the C except one. So what I did for their part is we just didn't play that one note. So for instance, at the very beginning, and this happens again at the end, the horns go ta, 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 ta. Then they go up to the C. So I just had that one student not play the C, so they just did nothing. A, F, and so they just left the one note out. I'd rather them do that than try to force it out before they're prepared to do that. So do whatever you need to do to make sure the kids feel successful on their first winter concert.
Definitely.
So it starts out with a jolly tempo. That's literally what it says. 112 to like 132. So you could take it slower. You could go a little quicker to make it more exciting if your kids get it up to that speed. The whole band starts out with those quarter notes. It's just a little cute little introduction that I just sang for you. Then we have one, three, one, and teach that all along.
Absolutely.
It needs to touch the rest. I drew tenutos on all of those notes in the kids' parts before passing them out to make sure that they played them full value and didn't try to make them staccato or too short. In fact, I don't believe there are any staccatos written in the whole piece. So it's just all long and connected. That's what we should
Which is
be
what
teaching
you want.
Kids
That's
at the
exactly,
beginning of the year.
That's exactly
That's
right.
So at measure five, the lows get a little intro. One, rest, rest. Four, one. Then they get softer. Four, seven is where the melody comes in with the jolly old St. Nicholas. And all the lows should come down in volume.
Now, I really like that even though this is really simple rhythmically, it's really simple note-wise, there are still some things that are going to be a challenge maybe for some of your students.
Oh, yeah.
That counting, the playing on one and four, resting on two and three, is not going to be easy for everybody. It also gives you an opportunity to talk about note length, like Katie referenced earlier on that arpeggio, making sure that all of those notes touch the rest. Here, their tendency is going to be to go short, rest, rest, long, short, rest, rest, long, short. So teaching them that we need to have
same.
The same length.
Same. Yeah.
I also like that the percussion is the opposite of the low brass.
Yep.
So you have the low brass, one, cha, cha, cha. 4-1, cha-cha-cha. That, I think, is kind of cool, but can also be a little bit
of
a challenge.
Throw them off if they're not able to count it. Yeah, for sure. So at 7, the trumpet, flute, oboe, clarinet, and saxophone come in with the melody. And then they have a dotted half note at the end. This is a perfect opportunity to teach what a phrase is because they're going to play a four-measure phrase. They're not going to breathe. in the middle. Jolly old Saint Nicholas, won't you come
bring your ear this way?
Bring your ear this way. I don't know the words. Sorry. But I talk about that a lot with my beginners, and I'm sure a lot of you guys do too. Teaching them what a phrase is early on is so critical, so that way they understand, you know, why we don't play Mary had a little lamb, because that's not how you sing it either. So that's not how you would play it on your instrument. So it just works better when there's lyrics for the song like this one. So they have a dotted half note at the end where the lows have one, two, three. And so we want to make sure all the sound cuts off on beat four at exactly the same time. So that's another reason why what Laura just said is so important. The last quarter note for the low people has to go to the rest.
Yes.
And the dotted half note has to be off right on the fourth foot tap. And that's where they're going to take their breath. And then and percussion like, keeps going underneath them.
I do like that it's written that way. I mean, this is very likely your beginner band's first time to play a full band group piece. So we have to start introducing some of those ensemble skills, right?
100%.
I love that he wrote that as a dotted half note instead of a whole note.
Right.
Where you know you would take a breath there anyway.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But I like the visual of this. It's a clear place for them to take a breath.
Yep, I agree. Then, of course, the next phrase is literally the same thing with a little bit of a cooler harmony coming out of the French horn section. And then at 15, we're still doing the exact same thing. They're literally playing the same four measure phrase. And then same thing again going into 23. Same things matter, making sure we're off on beat four. At 23, there's a little drum break. Super cute. Our percussion beginner class is usually pretty large, 10 to 12 students usually. So we typically will put a few kids on the mallet part, so that way they're all getting exposed to reading music and learning how to do that, and not just the rhythms that, you know, tend to take up a lot of time in the beginner first semester. But there's also a crash cymbal part, and it might be fun to make that be like doubled a jingle bells part. Just to put a little Christmas flair in there. So that's a fun choice that you could choose to do too. So 23, like I said, is a percussion break for three measures. And then we switch parts.
So when we come into 27, there is a pickup measure rest. 2, 3, 4, 1. I think that's really cute, but I can imagine that that's challenging, making sure everybody comes in right on time. Now we flipped it at 27. The low brass and low reeds get the melody, which, okay, let's be honest, in a beginner band winter piece, that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
That's really cool that those kids get an opportunity to play the melody.
Yeah.
So the upper voices and middle voices are doing that accompaniment the lows were doing before. 1, rest, rest, 4, 1, rest, rest. And now the low voices get a chance to show off. I love this. I think that's really cool.
And it's a good opportunity to teach the kids about balance, because like Laura just said, this is their first opportunity to play as a full performing group. And so in their parts, I mark all the upper people down to like mezzo piano, because it's when you think about a typical beginner band,
you're going to have an army of flute, clarinet, and trumpet.
Four rows of the quote unquote high people, and maybe one row or one and a half rows of the quote unquote low people. So we have to make sure that all those other parts balance to the melody. It's not hard when the upper people have the melody, but now the lows have the melody. And isn't that just like in a band setting when you're in seventh and eighth grade? Of course it is.
That's right.
So we're teaching them those skills early on, so that, and then stop them too. Like when you're playing it, be like, okay, we just played that one time through. Flutes, could you hear the tubas? No. Okay, well then let's try it again, you know, and give them those like applicable skills so that they can listen for the melody section. That's what they're going to have to do so much in the future. This continues on until measure 35. So the lows have the melody that whole time, and the uppers still cutting off on beat four all together like we talked about before. And then 35 all the way until 43 is still the lows having the melody.
But now the uppers have a little, their part is
a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a little more harmony mixed in. Right.
Yep. And then at 43, we literally have the conclusion. It's just like the introduction, literally exactly the same thing. So it ends just super cute. It's just a crowd pleaser because everybody gets to be special and important. Everybody gets something fun. The rhythms are ridiculously easy. It's just quarter notes in the winds or dotted half notes.
No style markings to confuse your young players. Like just
it's a perfect teaching piece for a winter concert where the kids can just shine and feel really successful and happy. And that's what you want on your beginner concert.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, we hope you guys will consider programming Six Note Santa in the future for maybe a beginner winter concert or sub non-varsity group.
That's right.
And thank you for joining us on this episode of
Band BFFs.